This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. As technology advanced, the landscape changed. We're talking laundry here and backyards. The invention of the clothes dryer meant fewer people using outdoor clotheslines. And these days, some 60 million Americans live in places where clotheslines are banned or restricted. Some environmentalists want legislation to change that. New Hampshire Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports on the call for a right to dry.
It's a sunny fall day in Nashua, New Hampshire, and Vicki Meager wishes she could be hanging her laundry outside to dry.
I had the clothesline right out here.
She walks out on her condominium's back porch at Ledgewood Hills, a planned community with 376 units. Meager points to where a clothesline had hung for about a year.
It was attached to a plant bracket there and strung up and attached to the light there. So it was only about 10 or 12 yards, long. And for the most part, you couldn't see from the rows. You couldn't see the clothes.
But despite her efforts to find an innocuous location, Meager received a letter reminding her that clotheslines are forbidden at Ledgewood Hills. Her clothesline would have to come down. Meager says she saw her clothesline as a small step in conserving energy and fighting climate change.
I wish there would be some acknowledgement that this is an idea whose time has come, and this is the 21st century, and we can't just continue to use energy willy-nilly.
Community associations cite aesthetics as the main reason for the restrictions. David Fredette is president of the Ledgewood Hills Association.
I would think if you drove around and saw 50 clotheslines hanging out on everybody's deck, that to me that would not be very appealing to look at. The rules are there to protect people, to protect their asset, to protect their investment. And that's the largest investment most people have in their lives, so they feel very strongly about it.
But right-to-dry advocates argue that protecting that investment by denying clotheslines is costly to the environment. Concord resident Alexander Lee is founder of Project Laundry List, a group that is advocating for legislation that would allow people to use clotheslines, even in community associations that ban them.
You know, people realize that the government isn't going to solve the global warming problem, and they want to be able to do something in their own homes, and they're not even allowed to do a very simple thing that they could do to save a tremendous amount of energy. 6 to 10% of residential energy use goes towards the electric dryer.
12 states already have laws that protect clotheslines. Some couch it in language that recognizes it as a low-tech solar dryer, a renewable energy device. Democratic Representative Suzanne Harvey of Nashua is sponsoring right-to-dry legislation in New Hampshire.
I live in a detached condo community, so we all have our own separate homes, but we're not allowed to hang out anything. And I think in a state like New Hampshire, where people tend to think in terms of living the way you want to, and as long as you're not hurting someone else, this is the right kind of legislation.
Harvey says her legislation would allow associations to consider aesthetics or placement of clotheslines, but they could not ban them. Community Association Institute spokesman Frank Rathbun says passing state legislation is the wrong way to solve the issue. The group lobbies on behalf of the 60 million Americans living in neighborhoods governed by Covenant.
Anything that can contribute to improving our environment should definitely be considered. But the question is, where should it be considered? By what body? Should the government get involved in 300,000 community and condominium associations? Or are those decisions best left to the homeowners in each association? We think it's the latter.
Rathbun says part of the problem is that in some cases, bylaws were written several decades ago and may need to be reviewed. The right-to-dry legislation may have a hard time passing in New Hampshire as well. Its sponsor hopes that if it doesn't pass, it will at least spark a conversation about energy conservation and climate change. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton in Concord.